From out of the West, the Jimmy Wakely Show. And here's the popular Decca recording star, Jimmy Wakely.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues. I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why do you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night. Everything's wrong, nothing seems right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone I thought was mine. Nothing left for me to do. Cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away. Why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. Dream is gone, I thought was mine. Nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away. Why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
Thank you very much, folks. Glad you could make it here today. And you folks out there listening on the air, welcome. You might say that first song, Singing the Blues, is a keynote. It was real popular during the early summer months of 1957, due, of course, to the great records, one of them by the composer, Marty Robbins, and the other, a 2 million record seller by our good friend Guy Mitchell on Columbia Records. There were a lot of fine tunes came along during 57, and I picked out my own favorites for the best picture song of the year. I hope they agree with yours. How about this one, for instance?
If somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you all the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you all the way. Taller than the tallest tree is, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless she needs you all the way. Through the good or lean years, and for all the in-between years, come what may. Who knows where the road a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way.
Thank you very much. Yes, that was all the way from the Frank Sinatra picture, The Joker's Wild. You know, if a song is really good, it stays around and becomes known as a standard. But to do this, it has to have something that really makes it stand out from all the rest. Well, if you're like me, you associate a song with where you were or what you were doing when you first heard it. Well, I was having a wonderful time living up in a little cabin at Warm Springs Ranch about 5 miles north of Jackson, Wyoming, when I first heard this number. We could only get one radio station there in the daytime, and they were playing the fire out of a new instrumental called Swingin' Sweethearts. The whole family got to like the song. We'd heard it on our little radio in the cabin there and on the car radio when we were driving around to the lakes looking for a good spot to fish. Here's Eddie Carver to recreate some very pleasant memories for us, and we hope for you with Swingin' Sweethearts. Go, Eddie boy. Thank you, Eddie. Eddie Carver. Thank you very much, folks. Well, we've been talking about the tunes of 1957. Several promising new singers came along last year, too. One of these, and he's a fellow I think will be around for a long, long time, is Johnny Mathis. His performance isn't built on novelty, but on real talent, and maybe that's why his songs have been such big hits, like this favorite of mine. It's not for me to say you love me. It's not for me to say you'll always care. Oh, but here for the moment I can hold you fast and press your lips to mine and dream that love will last. It's not for me to say this is hell. Speaking just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day. Or we may never meet again. But then, it's not for me to say.
And that was our own Jimmy Wakely singing one of the songs made popular by Johnny Mathis, It's Not For Me to Say. Here's something it is to say.
The heritage that you and I share as Americans has been given to us by many great men. One of these was John Winthrop. It was he who led four small ships into Massachusetts Bay in the year 1630. It was John Winthrop who organized, built, and developed the struggling colony of Puritans, giving his strength and wisdom to solve the problems of the tiny settlement. 12 times, Winthrop was elected governor of Massachusetts, and what he did for his colony has blessed all America. He assisted in the birth of your country, and his works are now part of your American heritage.
Thank you, Bobby Bruce. Now get over there and get ready, okay, partner? The next big one, Moments to Remember. Who better to sing it for you than Miss Beverly Lawrence?
The New Year's Eve, we did the town. The day we tore the goalpost down. We will have these moments to remember. The quiet walk, the noisy fun, the ballroom prize we almost won. We will have these moments to remember. Though summer turns to winter and the disappears, the laughter we were glad to share will echo through the years. When other nights and other days may find us gone our separate ways, we will have these moments to remember.
Thank you, folks, and thank you, Miss Beverly Lawrence. You know, folks, new singers come from everywhere. Songs are written by new composers from different places. Here's a new contender in both fields. From Bakersfield, California, meet a fellow by the name of Wiley Lewis. Here he is. Hi, Wally.
Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Just fine. I learned today that you are from Oklahoma, originally.
That's right.
Ada, Oklahoma.
Ada, Oklahoma.
Where I did my very first broadcast.
For KADA.
Yeah, did you broadcast there, too?
That's right, Jimmy.
You just, I guess you're pretty excited about your new dot record, huh?
Well, I'm kind of excited about it, yeah. It's a new thing, and I'm sure glad of the response that we've been getting on it.
It's been going real good. I've been hearing a lot about it. Mac Wiseman over at Dot says it's really going off to a big start. Of course, you made it for our good buddy Lou Talley up in Bakersfield, but the master was purchased by Dot Records, and of course that kind of ensures it because they have made a lot of boys popular, like Pat Boone and some of the other boys.
Well, yes, Pat's been pretty popular with Dot.
Yeah, he's done real good there. They're really good for artists because they're doing a great job there, and they tell me your record's really going to be a big smash, and I was very happy that I could be one of the first to have you on the air.
Well, thank you, Jimmy, and I'm very happy to be here.
You wrote this song yourself?
That's right.
And you recorded it on Dot Records, and why don't let's play it for the folks and let them pick what might be the big song of 1958, okay?
Fine.
Here is Wally Lewis with his brand new Dot record, and it's called Kathleen.
Kathleen. Oh, my baby's name is Kathleen. the others think she's quite the thing. Loving Dolly Catalina. Lovely dream. Yes, my baby is a lovely dream. When you see her, you'll know what I mean. Loving Dolly Catalina. Jukebox playing, baby. Bobby Soxer, maybe. All these things and then some more. But she's the one that I adore. Magazine. Cokes and candy make the perfect queen. Even in a pair of old blue jeans. Loving Dolly Catalina. Loving Dolly Catalina. Some may find her tragic, strangely though by magic. Other loves have died and gone, but mine for her still lingers on, Kathleen. I can never make her mine, it seems. Her ambition is the movie screen. Loving Dolly Catalina. Loving Dolly Catalina. Loving Dolly Catalina. Loving Dolly Catalina.
That sounds like it's got all the ingredients of a hit.
Thank you very much.
And I can see why they're buying it so big all over the country. And, of course, it's got a girl's name, too. That don't hurt it any.
Well, I'm kind of tickled with that, too.
Yeah, everybody's recording like Kathleen and Ruby. And there's another big one now that come out of Clovis, New Mexico. It's real big. I can't think of the name of it. What's the name of it? Yeah. Well, anyway, thank you very much. And glad to have you with us. Mr. Wally Lewis from Bakersfield, California. And his composition of Kathleen. Well, early in the show, I sang one of my favorites. Here's another one, and a girl's name, incidentally. I'd have a tough time choosing between all these songs. How about you?
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty owl. Hooty-hoos to the dove. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Does my darling feel what I feel when she comes here? My heart beats so joyfully, you'd think that she could hear. Wish I knew if she knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Wish I knew if she knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's my love.
Now, as we draw toward the end of another visit with you, may we take our leave in a mood of reverence by offering one of the selections from our Decca album of sacred music. For our hymn of the week, here is the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
In into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory
forever. Folks, as usual, time has passed along all too quickly, and another visit with you has just about ended. Many thanks to Wally Lewis for dropping in tonight. This is Jimmy Wakely saying so long, and good luck to you.
The Jimmy Wakely Show, with Bouncin' Bobby Bruce and the band, Eddie Carver, and yours truly, Jim Matthews, is directed by Sterling Tracy.
The Jimmy Wakely Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.